KSDP, 8:30 a.m. in Sandpoint, K201DA, 88.1 FM in King Cove, KOLD, 91.9 FM in Cold Bay, KFPS, 88.1 FM in Falls Pass, and KKQA, 88.1 FM in Akutan, Alaska.
Time now for the fish report here on KSDP. We have harvest summaries for the Alaska Peninsula as well as escapement reports. We'll look over at Bristol Bay and see how things are going there for this time this year and go into the Wayback Machine just by 1 year and see what fishing looked like this time last year. Let's go ahead and start with the harvest summary for the Alaska Peninsula for the 20th of June 2025. The harvest for yesterday across the area was 8,000 sockeye for a total of 326,000 to date. And no new notable returns in terms of harvest for coho, pinks, or chums for yesterday. 2,000 sockeye were delivered in the Shumigan Islands yesterday for a total of 56,000 to date. And 1,000 were delivered over in Unimak for a total of 245,000 to date. Nelson Lagoon delivered 4,000 sockeye yesterday for a total of 20,500 to date. And our first big push of deliveries in Port Mueller to Outer Port Hyden wasn't a large number, but the first big notice, 4,800 fish in Port Mueller to Outer Port Hyden delivered yesterday, June the 20th, 2025. As promised, looking back in time to this time last year, by this time last year, 170,000 sockeye had been harvested in the Shumigan Islands. Again, this time, so far this year, 56,000 have been harvested. 206,000 have been harvested and delivered in Unimak, so that this time last year was less than what we have by this year. Nelson Lagoon had 3,000 by this time last year. Right now, they're at 20,000. And Port Mueller to Outer Port Hyden had not seen any fish delivered by this time last year. Looking now to the Alaska Peninsula escapement report, 10,000 sockeye escaped the weir yesterday in Chignik. They're at 120,000 to date. 1,500 of those are counted as late-run sockeye. And again, this is actually starting to catch up now with 2016, which was at 147,000 by this time. Nelson River continuing its strong return, 13,000 fish at the weir yesterday. They're at 47,000, and that is dwarfing any year in the last 10. The last year that was highest was 9,300, which was in 2023. The Bear River had 2,000 at the weir yesterday. They're at 9,700, which is upper end of the midpoint still. Ilnik had 2,900 for a total of 14,000, and that's at the middle point, but kind of on the lower end of the middle point for the Ilnik River. 60 in Orzinski, they're at 568, which is well ahead of any year in the last 10. 2023 had 85 fish by this point, and nothing new over at the Ilyuk. They were flooded with high water. Looking at the Bristol Bay reports, a total of 34,000 fish were delivered in Bristol Bay yesterday. They do have openings coming up, though. They're at 348,000. The Ugashik had 31,000 for a total now of 126,000. 2,200 over at Naknek for a total of 36,000. And nothing in the other rivers. The Egigix at 183,000 total, and Togiak is at 1,700. And Nushagik has not had any deliveries yet so far this season. That does it for the fish report. This report was brought to you by Heliostar. Stay tuned for more great programming coming up on KSDP.
Just like the sea, the record. control, took control of me. They thought you'd spread the news and across the sea. Put me down, turn me round, turn me round to see. Marble halls, open doors, someone found the key. 'Cause it's easier to try.
Set sail from the sweet home of Cork. We were sailing away with a cargo of bricks for the Grand City Hall in New York. 'Twas a wonderful craft, she was rigged for a laugh. You know how the wild wind drove her. She stood several blasts, she had 27 masts, and they called her the Irish Rover.
We had 1 million bags of the best loyal rags. We had 2 million barrels of stone. We had 3 million sides of our blind horses' hides. We had 4 million barrels of bones. We had 5 million hogs, 6 million doves, 7 million barrels of porter. We had 8 million vials of old Nanny Ghost tiles and a hold of the Irish Rover.
There was help, Mickey Coote, who played hard on his flute when the ladies lined up for a set. He would tootle with skill for each sparkling quadrille till the dancers were fluter than Bet. With his smart, witty talk, he was cock of the walk as he rolled the dame under and over. They all knew at a glance when he took up his stance and he sailed in the aisle.
Of the leader was holding from Kelsey to home. There was Johnny McGurk, who was scared of a war, and a man from Westmead come along. There was Slugger O'Toole, who was drunk as a rule, and fighting Bill Tracy from Dover. And your man, Mike McCann, from the banks of the Bank, was the skipper from the Irish Rover.
For a sailor, it's always a bother in life. It's so lonesome by night and by day that he longs for the shore and a charming young whore who will melt all his troubles away. All the noise and the rout, swilling, pudging and stout, for him soon is done and over. Of the love of a maid, he is never afraid, but I saw from the Irish Rover.
We have sailed 7 years when the measles broke out, and the ship lost its way in the fog. And a whale of a crew was reduced down to two, just myself and the captain's old dog. And the ship struck a rock, oh Lord, what a ship. The boat, it was turned right over. Turned nine times around, and the poor old dog was drowned. And the last of the Irish Rover.
Thank you. Yeah. Sounds wild.
Hi, I'm Riley Woodford for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.
The big buck, with impressive antlers, stood beside the road at the edge of the trees. I slowed as I drove past and took a good look. It was a mule deer, the larger cousin to the Sitka black-tailed deer, familiar to Southeast Alaskans like me. I was outside of Carcross, British Columbia, on my way to Skagway, and this was my first realization that mule deer were just across the border from Alaska. Southeast Alaska, Prince William Sound, and Kodiak Island are home already to Sitka black-tailed deer, but now mule deer are moving into Alaska. Mule deer have been expanding their range into Canada, moving west and north across the Yukon Territory and British Columbia. River valleys and roads are access corridors for wildlife. In southeast, mule deer have been seen near Skagway and Hyder. In interior and eastern Alaska, which have never had deer, mule deer have been seen near Tok and Eagle, and even as far west as North Pole and Delta Junction. Since these areas historically did not have deer, any deer seen in interior Alaska are recent arrivals, and Fish and Game wants to know if anyone sees mule deer in interior Alaska. For Sounds Wild, I'm Riley Woodford.
The sky, night is coming. Thank you.
Well, you called me up this morning, told me about the new love you found. I said, I'm happy for you. I'm really happy for you. Found someone else, I guess I won't be coming round. I guess it's over, baby. It's really over, baby. Whoa. And from what you said, I know you've gotten over me. It'll never be the way it used to be. So if it's gotta be this way,
it's all believe. I see love shine. like love has finally found me. In my life, there's been heartache and pain. I don't know if I can face it again. I can't stop now. I've traveled so far to change this lonely life. I wanna know what love is. I want you.
KSDP is generously supported by Precision Airways in Sandpoint, Alaska, offering chartered air services throughout the Aleutians East Borough and beyond. For more information,